to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to the Video Game Bang. Hey. Don't adjust your channel just yet. I know you're used to hearing what's up pizzas, but it's not happening today. It ain't going down like that today.
You did just say it, though.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Video Game Bang is brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee. Stay for the comics, everybody. Also, Insane in the Mainframe. Mainframe USA Apparel. It's on our backs, hearts, heads, shirts, you know, all that type of stuff. Socks. And, of course, NRG, who showed some great, great love last night. Can't thank them so much for the event that they went down. You will hear all about it. But first, let me get to who's on the show, everybody. It's been a while. And I'll explain what's going on, because I know you're like, oh, I don't hear the regular people right now. Or I don't see the regular people right now. But don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. You're in the very safe hands of Sir Aaron Carter. On the show, we have Alex Baggs with us, everybody.
That's me.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing. I just got a promotion.
What? Hey, wow, the paper's coming in now, huh? Nice, that's what I'm talking about. Love the paper.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You don't sound too excited for your promotion, though.
No, it's fine. It's just a numbers change.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's really all it is.
In this giant rat race of
life,
world,
right?
You know? Yeah. Exactly. You're always somebody's underling.
Exactly. That's the goal. They got to make the hard decisions. You just do them.
Okay. What hurt? All right. From Cabeless Crusaders, everybody.
Hey.
This guy has been, I've been dying to get this guy on the show. I did his show a while back. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
And I was like, we gotta do the switch off. We gotta do the vice versa, of course.
Yes, sir.
Curtis,
that's me.
Should I say Capeless Crusaders? Crusader Curtis? That's a hard. Like,
man,
I can't even get
that
out.
Tongue twister.
That's a tongue twister.
The Capeless Crusaders.
Oh,
yeah. There we go.
There you go. The Capeless Crusaders' very own, everybody.
Yes,
Curtis.
Sir. Hey, hey. Glad to be here. Appreciate y'all having me. We had to do it again. It was by a stroke of luck.
Special. It was a special evening.
Very special evening.
We're gonna get right into that. Let me go. Who's to joining us via satellite, everybody?
Of course.
All the way from the City of Angels.
Ah, yeah.
Beard as thick as ever. And
you're welcome.
And he can't wait to say something. Corey Vincent, everybody. Say hello, Corey.
What's up, pizzas? What's going on, everyone? I'm so glad to be here live via satellite.
You sound like you are via satellite, definitely. That's the wonders of Skype, everybody, if you are wondering.
I mean, technology is a beautiful thing. It allows us to stay connected through these miles and miles that separate
us.
Shut
up.
Wow. And of course, right, everybody, the fifth member that's here week in, week out, they barely get any love, but I love them so, so much. The chat room people.
Chats.
Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat. Hello,
I don't
chat.
Have my sound. I feel naked now. I don't have my soundboard with me. Normally on the Saturday shows, I have a soundboard, play a little, you know, thunderous applause whenever I introduce the chat, but, you know, we don't have that. Yeah. It's okay, though. The chat knows.
The crowd went wild.
Yeah. Mama Cass is in the building. I haven't seen Mama Cass in a long time, so, you know, I'm hyped. I'm hyped.
Hey.
So let's get back to this, though. So let's wind the clock back. I don't know. 6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months.
Yeah, about 6 months. A little small event at a art gallery,
mm-hmm,
or what have you, right here in sunny Sacramento, California, was going down. And I was invited by L Boogie, one of our regulars on the show.
L Boogie.
The proprietor of Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, let's go check out the art. And it's like a video game thing, right? So I was like, cool, I'm down. So we go and we're mingling with the crowd. Out of the corner of my eye, right, I see a setup over there of microphones and cameras. And I'm like, I'm familiar with this. I know this setup.
Right.
Let's see what. Yeah, what this is. So I go and sit front row seat and see a spectacular group of people doing a podcast, and they were interviewing one of the the art exhibits right there. Like one of the exhibitors.
Yes. Yeah. Jarrett Kotopitsky. We were interviewing as you guys rolled up on us. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there. Let me. I have to introduce myself. Mm-hmm. You know. When great minds, you know, come together.
Indeed.
Exactly.
You can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
So I go and, you know, I introduce myself, and they were like, would you like to have a, you know, seat? And I was like, pardon me, like, little old me, you'll let me sit down with you guys? And they're like, yeah. So, I go into the Sir Aaron Carter. I throw on the glasses. Curtis throws on the glasses with me.
I had to make you feel at home, man.
I had to rock out. I was stunned. I was like, yes, this is comfortable.
Yes.
So, tell us a little about your show. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Man, Capeless Crusaders podcast. I'm dealing with all things comics, whether it be, you know, the video games, got the comic books themselves, of course, is the basis. Got TV shows and movies. We just cover it all. So we started, I want to say, about 2 years ago, and it was all audio. Just started off as a podcast. Some friends that kind of found out that we all, you know, enjoyed comic books, and we worked in the same space. Everybody found out I did audio, so they were like, oh, well, let's go ahead and put it together and talk about it.
And that's all it really takes, right?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, that's what it takes to get started anyway. And
you'll have a job in podcasting for as long as you want to.
Yeah, that's what I've been finding out more and more as we go on. But, yeah, man, eventually we just kept doing it and, you know, added some video going on. And, you know, people have been enjoying it. So we're slowly growing to the point where we got invited to CrockerCon ourselves and got to meet to Aaron and Lauren, or Laura, excuse me, El Boogie, as we like to call her.
Yeah, and get it trending, everybody.
You know, hashtag El Boogie.
Yeah.
Oblivion Comics and Coffee. And now here we are today.
So comic books, you guys, your main focus is comic books. Do you guys branch out to like the movies for the comic book and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. We cover it all. We just did, of course, went and saw Logan. So we had a Logan review that is up on YouTube right now that we did. We cover the TV shows. I mean, anything regarding comics. And I mean, we are very, you know, we're very open. We're not elitist or you can't talk about that. I mean, literally our rule is if there's a comic book about it, we could talk about it.
Okay.
You know, we can invite people. So, yeah, man, it's nice. And even recently the episode before the last, we had one of our guys, Anthony Esteves, the Azorian one, invited his professor his TV and film critic professor on. And she came and she was breaking down like Gotham and all the different types of stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
TV shows, even Star Trek and stuff, which has comics and stuff. So we cover it all, man. That's you know, really cool. We branch out. Absolutely.
I like the deep intellectual conversations about comic books because I feel it's a medium that doesn't get enough respect as being a valid storytelling, you know. They'd be like, oh, it's a comic book.
Funny
book. It's not Shakespeare.
Right.
It doesn't get the recognition even when it does succeed in one of those things.
Exactly. And I'm like, and so that's why I personally take it, you know, offense to it when the medium doesn't cross over to movies.
Yeah.
You know, great.
Definitely.
Corey, what are you drinking there? You got a little beer in your hand. You're trying to get
Corey,
lit.
He has beer.
On a Thursday night. I didn't know the club was going up on a Thursday.
Well, I have my rituals when I go out on these little trips.
Okay.
And so one of them, right when you get into the hotel room, you set up your studio. So I got the full computer, the mobile setup running. And step two, once all that is done, a quick run to Rite Aid to grab a six-pack, some waters, some candy, some chips,
some diabetes.
And then, you get to
that's
work.
What it sounds like you're catching out there. If you're getting all that, where's all the fruits and veggies, man?
They don't keep. They just don't keep as well as a six pack.
Not enough preservatives, Aaron. Not
exactly.
Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to change that. yesterday, the VGB was at the Golden One Center.
Yes.
And our very own Corey Matthews got to go center court. Corey, let the people know what you did yesterday. You know, this was a huge monumental event for you. Go ahead.
The whole thing was like so sprung up last minute. So basically what had happened was I was just scheduled to have a standard meeting with Andy Miller, who's one of the owners of Energy, just like a follow-up, see how everything's going. And as soon as I get into the call, he's like, all right, hold on, I'm roping in Dave. So first question, who's Dave?
Yeah.
Why do I care?
Letterman?
I have no idea. No, we get into this call, and apparently Dave is like one of the top producer guys for the Sacramento Kings. Like, he's the one who sets up the halftime shows, and he does a bunch of stuff. So we get into this call, and they're like, we want to bring esports to the Kings game on technology night. It's going to happen next Wednesday. What do we do? So we sat in this call for about 45 minutes and came up with an idea of running a small tournament where we'd get four qualifiers who'd go do another small tournament at the Golden One Center during the Kings game. And then, oh, by the way, Corey, we want you to do the commentary.
Yeah, just throw that in there the last second. You know. You're going to produce the whole thing, Corey. There you go.
Well, essentially, yeah. Like, so I had to get on some calls immediately with Jay Gist from Capital Fight District to
awesome
help me
guy.
Throw a tournament. Mm-hmm. And so this happens like on a Friday. Before we get all the assets together for the Kings to start actually promoting this thing, it's Monday before the Saturday. And Jay had never thrown one together this quickly. He said that, you know, you're lucky to get, you know, I don't know. He couldn't guarantee me anybody would show up, really. But, you know, through social media, through the powers that be, the awesome grassroots community out there for Smash, yeah, we actually had a very good tournament.
It was nice, yeah.
Aaron
nice,
was there.
Nice fleshy tournament.
Fleshy, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot of bodies out there. It was. People showed up. People showed up.
A lot of bodies or a lot on of bodies?
No, not like that. It was a good turnout. I mean, for a last-minute thing, for people to show up like that, one shows that a lot of people do want to come out and get to these tournaments and stuff like that.
No, there's a hunger. Yes.
The thing I'm very surprised about the most with all these tournaments, especially Capital Fight District, you know, he's the man when it comes to this stuff, is to see the contestants and everything like that, and even other people that aren't even in the tournament, bring their setups, like mm-hmm. their screens and their systems. And,
yeah.
Like, to ask that of people just seems out of the realm of comfort, you know, comfortability with me. But for them, and they'll come up with their, you know, their rigs under their arms, and it's like, yeah, let's do this.
Let's
Yeah.
It's how you got to get it going. I mean, you got to bring them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the scene, too, because the Smash scene, like I'm part of a Smash crew myself, AMS, Aftermath Squad. And it's just kind of part of the scene. Like, Smash was one of those games that didn't necessarily always have, like, the most reception from the fighting game community. Mm-hmm. So it was very much all about, like, meeting up in the garage, like, hey, can you bring your setup? Like, can we get three
build
other
your
people?
Own scene, basically.
Build your own scene. So it's very still very strong in the community. So, man, that's good, man. I'm glad y'all had a good turnout like that.
So we
it worked out pretty well, and we got a top four, and the idea was to bring them to the Golden One Center. And again, we just picked everything up, and we did it like 2 days before. I didn't get any sleep, zero sleep, just out of just sheer nervousness.
I don't understand that part.
I think that's a Corey special.
Right? Okay, because I'm like, we've been in situations before. We've been kind of we've been to the show sometimes. This is the big show. 4K screen right above your head.
Oh yeah,
you know, 100,000, you know, seats. I don't know what it is.
Sure.
I'm using it's hyperbole.
200,000.
I'm using hyperbole. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Half Sacramento. 72 people.
Facts
at
don't
least.
Matter.
There was at least 72 people.
Facts
there.
Don't right. matter. You know. And you're like surrounded, so it's not like there's a wall behind
you.
You
can't just like hide.
And yeah, you can't hide anywhere. You're surrounded. You're center court right
oh, yeah.
there, right?
Oh yeah.
And the spotlight. Yeah. That's the other thing too. Because I don't know. You said you focused in, right? Whenever you were doing
the
thing.
Yeah.
From the outside, from the stands and everything, there's spotlights. Like, it's on you.
Oh yeah.
Like, so it's dark around. Nobody's looking at each other in the stands. They're down. You know, all eyes on you. And I know some people buckle under that pressure, right?
I'm glad I didn't know that. I'm glad I didn't see it. I would have pissed myself. There's no two ways about it.
But you would have kept the show going through pee-pee pants.
Yeah.
I would have.
I even talked to Aaron. Like, I really had to go to the bathroom when I was down there. Like, I had to pee bad. And I kind of saved it, though. Like, I could have went earlier.
Save the pee?
Yeah, there was
you gotta
an
use it.
I'm just really happy you didn't just pee out there. I thought the rest of your source, I really had to pee, so I just did it. I just peed right center
that
court.
That was my pocket strat. Like, just if all else fails, if the whole thing starts taking a dive and everyone's booing Nairo or something, that was my nightmare. Anyways, I'll just wet myself.
That was your out, huh?
That would have gone over.
Out.
Yeah.
feel like that's like a matador Crisis. Waving the red thing and then getting gored. You're like, oh jeez, I tried to save it.
I just imagine Crisis. Like Corey being like Eminem, like right like before he freestyles in 8 Mile.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
That was my out. That was out. If all else fails and things were hit the fan, I had a full bladder just ready to go. luckily, I didn't have to use it. It went really well. I think even though it was a crowd of normies, they really took to the esports.
I mean, you got a Kings player interested.
Oh yeah, Trilly was up there. Yeah. Like, what's good?
Yeah, he was
it's
looking
because it's accessible, man.
Yep.
Especially fighting games. I mean, we talked about it before. Title. Yeah, and then especially Smash too. It's fun to watch.
It is.
They had all the lights, like I said, were all beaming on you guys down there. The thing I was worried about, and I remember I told you before, I was like, if you just lock up and you don't say anything from sheer, you know, I said, I'm taking one of like the Logitech prizes that we had, and I'm just chucking it at you. Like, say something.
Say even if it's out.
Something.
I thought you were going to say, like, it'd be like a mercy killing. Like, you just, like, snipe him from the thing.
That, something. But he went out there and did his thing. I'm glad that he, like I said, I'm glad that he spoke over the other commentator. Definitely. Like, you know, show that, you know, hey, I got this. Like, the other dude literally knew nothing. Yeah. He was like, so they're playing with the Nintendo, which came out in 89. one character is Mario, and the other one, I think, is Robbie the Robot, right?
Robbie the Robot.
That's what he is? Yeah. But, I mean, he was one of those, you know, those... I don't know anything about the outside world. I know the Kings tell me so I can commentate.
Right.
So that guy's name is Fresh. He's been like the MC for the Kings for quite a few years now.
Yep.
And back when I used to work for the Sacramento Kings as a merchandise guy, he worked there as like the dancer's like whipping boy.
Word. Really? And, that's how you got to start, huh?
No, he had a sweet gig. He was actually an intern. And he helped with that, and then he got like promoted to helping the mascot, and then the dude slowly like worked his way like all the way into like the top MC position. So that dude worked his ass off. Hey. I have nothing but respect for Scott Fresh, but you know, this was definitely not his element. And he told me that right from the beginning. He's like, I'm gonna be leaning on you for a lot of knowledge on Smash. And I was like, well, honestly, between the two of us, I don't have a huge amount of knowledge in Smash, but I know enough to not sound like an idiot. So that was basically my goal. I wasn't trying to go on there and pretend I knew more than I did, but it was more of just teaching everyone how someone wins. Why is Mario punching Luigi in the face? Like, those were the things that we needed to get, and I think we got it across.
Yeah, absolutely. It came out wonderful. Like, yeah, I was like, couldn't be happier with that whole, you know, presentation. You kind of actually, the only small criticism I was going to put on there was you were like, Nairo is the Shaq of Smash Brothers at one point. And I was like, no, this is a Sacramento crowd, man. And then you switched it up to Weber and Vladdy and stuff. I was like, okay, yeah, recovery.
Which is, well, you gotta, which is a part of Super Smash Brothers.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Look at how that all ties in.
I mean, it's a different Sacramento than it was back then, though. I mean, Shaq is an investor, remember?
Yeah, so but...
I went to him first because, you know, the connection between the Kings and energy, but then I realized that's a pretty niche...
group of people that would know that there, know there is a connection.
Literally no one else knows that. Well, yeah.
Have we already forgotten Shaq Ramento? Have we already forgotten?
Yeah.
Corey's like, yeah, I did a self-lobotomy and cut that out already.
Yes.
Yeah. Touche. But yeah. No, actually, props to you, Corey, because that was one of the things that like as the event was going on and they were down there, A-Bit Rob and Nairo, I was like, oh dang, for as much as Corey said he didn't really know about Smash, or I was like, man, he must have downplayed it, because you actually handled yourself very well, man, on the announcing. So I want to give you some props to that, my man.
Thanks, dude. And that means a lot, because I'm just a fan of like Smash in general. Like, I'm a huge fan.
Regular bro. Just trying to.
No, it's true. Like, I don't claim to be what I'm not, but I do watch a lot of Smash.
Word.
But not playing it, I don't have that first-hand knowledge. So I love TK Breezy and EE's commentary.
Oh yeah, the Black Plague is amazing. Oh yeah, they're incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had lunch with TK today, and you know, nice. I just soak up as much knowledge as I can from that guy because he's incredible.
Absolutely. Nairo went down there and did what he does best, and he smashed his opponent. What was it, 7-2?
Oh, God. Yeah,
it was 7-2, 7-3. I mean, he bodied him.
Yeah, it was starting to get a little embarrassing, but the man held down his own. You know,
one guy is like an actual professional player.
Well, the other dude was ranked, right?
In Cali, yeah, the other state dude, ranked. Right?
Yeah,
8-bit. He plays with some really good people. Like Nairo knew who he was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, so it wasn't he was going against a nobody, you know. Yeah. He was going against somebody.
The thing is, though, Rob versus Zero Suit Samus is like one of the worst matchups you could have.
Definitely.
And so then both of them knew that.
I wanted to, well, then why would, if he knew that, why would you go in there? Like, that, you gotta, unless that's just all he knew. Like,
character that's loyalty. All,
yeah, character
that's
loyalty.
That's your main,
yeah.
And that's your main, and that's your main.
Pretty much.
So, sometimes very, I feel like you don't see that very often, but there are some people like that where it's like, that's just who I play.
Yep.
I deal with bad matchups, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Some versatility would probably be a little bit better if you knew.
That's a classic example of needing a pocket character of some sort.
Well, and this is the first time he's played Nairo or a Zero of that caliber. You know, who's to say he can't body Zero Suits in the past of a lower level or a mediocre level even?
Sure.
And he had said he'd never played Nairo before.
Yeah.
It was like his ultimate test. Now if he plays him again, you know, because they're both here at Civil War, and they're actually in the same pool. 8-Bit has to do a lot of work to get through some top players to play him, but you know, if they play again,
it'll be 5-2.
Yeah, in a two-stock match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He'll find some way to get those extra stocks.
That's if he tough. Gets there to that level, I mean, I'd advise him. I'd whisper in his ear, you know, maybe don't pick Rob.
Something, yeah. I mean,
maybe not.
We had Nairo was out on the floor, quote unquote, playing, you know, other people that were just there. Mm-hmm. And he was using different characters. Like, he wasn't just, I did not see him use Zero Suit Samus while I was up there watching him play against other people.
Well, I mean, like, friendlies are different than.
Yeah, he went all over the place. He was like.
An exhibition match in which you got to show off how good
absolutely.
You are.
Donkey Kong, I saw him use Link. Uh-huh. I played him once or twice. Mm-hmm. I did very well.
Yeah, I bet.
For a newcomer.
Yeah.
Hey.
How many times you win?
Let's
not put numbers on it.
And here's the other thing.
Aaron, when he plays against someone who he knows he's going to lose again, sets a small personal goal, and that's all he attains for.
Oh, yeah.
So when he was playing Nairo, before the match even started, he's like, I'm not going to win, but I'm going to get 50% on you.
Yeah. Because that's a win to me.
Achievable goals.
Exactly.
Achievable goals. Baby steps.
And I did. I did both times. Absolutely. And then when I found out that the screen we were playing on had a little lag on there, I was like, you know what? That was the problem right there.
That lag. Though.
Yeah, that little lag. And he even confirmed it himself. He's like, yeah, there was lag on that. And I was like, yeah.
See?
I'm glad that you agree that, you know.
You had that knowing look against each other. Like, we know this is all BS.
Yeah. It didn't even really count, you know.
Definitely. But, you know, at the same time, Nairo is one of those players that is known to be able to switch to different characters, and sometimes he is known to play the matchup game, so he has a few characters that he can pull. Like, he's got a pit and a dark pit that he could pull out. I've seen him go Donkey Kong before, and then that's the other thing too, like there tends to be trends with characters around like the nation. Like, every region kind of has their trends. There's not a lot of Zero Suits in Northern California to play against. So that kind of plays into it as well. Like, Zero Suit's a character that has very small hitbox, very agile, and can get around. Rob's got some kind of tricky moves with the discs and stuff that he throws out, but he has a larger hitbox and isn't as quick. So it is a really tough matchup, but man, all things considered, I mean, everybody kind of knew what it was going to be, but,
right?
You know, I was like, hey, if 8-Bit Rob doesn't die on the court and he walks off, you know what? Solidarity,
you gotta
bro.
You got to set those goals.
You got to set those goals.
How's it going down there at Civil War right now?
It's a pretty light day. I mean, we hopped on the plane at around 9, got here at around 10:30, 11, and we kind of just got to the hotel, went to the venue, which is incredible, Esports Arena down here in Santa Ana. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just an esports arena where there's tons of events.
Who would have thought it that it's an esports arena?
I thought it was a hot dog stand.
I thought it. You know what? Me too.
Yeah. Esports
really
arena.
I thought it was going to be a hot dog stand.
Shut up, Bags.
the beauty of the internet is I control you from here while you're down there.
And that's it hurts the real same.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
hurts the exact same amount. So we just went and did press registration, you know, got to hang out with some of the players, you know, do a little bit of glad handing, get ready. Actually, I think I got my badge right here. They're, I mean, they're full tilt right here into the Team Zero versus Team Ally, like even down to the press badge. And she tried to hand me a Team Ally press badge.
Oh.
And I had to shame the lady. I was like, do you know who I'm with? Do you know what would happen if I got seen with photos of me and a Team Ally?
Oh, like, they'd blast my job. Yeah, they'd blast it all over the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke to Nairo a little bit about it because he was explaining to me the whole thing, like the Civil War and what was going on and how it was all hyped up and how it began just kind of with you know, the two and just kind of talking back and forth, trash talking. And then they had groups, I guess. And I'm like, I've never heard of anything like that, like to spawn an actual like Civil War with more people than the actual Civil War movie had, you know, like, on either side. And so I was like, that sounds like a, you know, are we moving in gang territory with the esports here, Corey? Is that what we're doing?
Well,
I was talking to Champ today, who kind of runs the 2GG, he sees this as a big culmination. Like, he's calling it the end of a chapter and the beginning of a new. So this is where the Civil War is going to end. Like, all this that you were talking about, the buildup, the cruise, is all supposed to be over now after this one final battle. And it's going to happen in a crew fight, crew battle. Let me see when that is.
Is that a 4-on-4? Are you going to do the full blast, you know, top four of one crew versus the other top four of the other crew? Do an 8-man smash? That'd be crazy.
No, not at the same time.
That'd be crazy.
Curtis could probably explain the rules better of a crew battle than I can, so I'll let him go for it. But it's one of the more fascinating game types.
They each bring out cardboard and they lay it on the floor.
Yep. And they bring out the boombox.
Yeah.
There you go. You got to hit your up rock. You know what I mean?
The D batteries. Everywhere.
That's taking it way back. No, crew battles is actually something that kind of has been around for a while in Smash. Like I said, you know, I'm a part of a crew, another person part of a crew. As you become a top player, you know, you get your sponsors, and then that ends up being like your crew. But like, you know, if you don't have no sponsor, you just get with your homeboys. Okay, we're AMS. Okay, we're XYZ, whatever. So what would happen is when people were putting their tournaments together, you know, like whoever was in your neighborhood was in your crew, you'd take your crew and then you'd battle. Like, they'd do like, okay, well, let's do it for our state. So people would come from this part of New York, other people come from that part of New York. And then when they get together, they would do the normal, you know, you do your pulls, you do your singles, and they'd even do doubles. But then if there was time left, they'd be like, okay, let's do a crew battle. And usually how you do in a crew battle is you set a certain amount of stocks, like for the entire crew. And as you, and you know, and you start off with the first two people as you go, like, let's say someone two stocked, you know, the first person. So they still got their two stocks and the other person got beat. They didn't get a stock off of them. Then the next person steps up.
Huh,
they start
I
off
like
with
that.
Two stocks. If they knock a stock off of this guy, but he still beats him, the next game, he starts off with one stock. And then the person who fills in their spot starts off with their two. Mm-hmm. He knocks him off. Okay, that's over. Then the person comes and fills that. So that's kind of how the crew battles go. This is pretty like historical because I've never seen it where it's like I have seen where it's been regions, like I think most recently we did like a USA versus like Japan and that was like a really dope match.
Who won that one?
Be honest,
dang.
Probably
yeah. What was Nairo at?
Japan won. No, there was actually some controversy that kind of fueled the fire here because Ally was one of the first guys that went up and he did really well. But the rest of Team America, which included, you know, even Zero and like they did pretty bad. And when it came to Nairo's turn, who was towards the end, he went Bowser instead of Zero Suit. Mm-hmm. And Ally got pissed and started like flaming him on Twitter, you know, saying that you disrespected Japan by not going with your best and giving all you have. And Nairo was like, hey, I just, you know, won Tokaigi. Which is Japan's one of their biggest tournaments of the year.
Yeah,
and you know, he has nothing but respect for the Japanese culture and those players. Like, he went to their home and played them, and you know, five times in the last
went
two or three years.
And shit on their doorstep.
and you know, it turned into a big thing. It was pretty crazy. I mean, I even got involved on the NRG social media account, and there was words, and Nairo got on video with some of the Japanese players and asked them, were you offended? And they're like, no, we kind of expected you to go Bowser, just due to the matchups. So, it's just another one of those things. Those crew battles form more rivalries, and hopefully at the end of this one, Civil War here on Sunday, which I think is when that big crew battle is going to happen after everything else, it'll all be done and we can move forward. But it's going to be hype.
He move forward. So speaking more with Nairo while we're yesterday at the arena, he said the bragging rights alone at the end of this is like, that's forever. Like, there's nothing else. Yeah. After this, it's like, you can't come back with anything. It's like, I slept
anything
with your mother.
Ever?
It's like, I slept
ever,
with your mother.
Ever, though?
Yeah. Because it's like, well, for these two crews, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
You can't be like, oh, I just beat you in this tournament, a year later. Be like, oh, but did you win Civil War? No, you didn't? Okay. I was just making sure. We won, right? Okay. Just making
these guys
sure.
Have a long memory. Like, and if they forget, they have fans and
the internet
followers who will not let them forget.
I'm assuming this is going to be on record. Like, it's going to be recorded somewhere, right? Like Twitch or something is going to stream this.
Absolutely.
The world is going to be watching this one. And
definitely
I will be in my own corner because I don't know the other two. I don't even know backstories. I don't know,
I know literally nothing about
what's
going on.
Me neither. Yeah. I just know it's two crews fighting. And I like the idea of that, having a crew. It does sound like gangs.
And, no, it's a crew.
It's a crew.
Oh, it's a crew?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a crew. It's not a gang.
Yeah.
They're gangs. No. But it's a positive thing in the esports, community, I feel.
Build
rivalry.
Yeah.
And like this year more than ever, like 2G is like murdering it, especially with this event and basically all of their events. They announced the 2G Championship series, which is like kind of like the Capcom Cup. I don't know if you follow that one, Aaron. But if you win I don't think he does.
No.
But if you win one of the majors, you automatically qualify for a huge like the end of the year, the Super Bowl of that game.
Okay.
Where it's got the biggest prize money.
Yep.
And the whole season or year, however you want to call it, you're going to these events, and if you don't win, you're gaining points.
Yeah.
You either get enough points to qualify, or you win one of these majors and automatically lock your spot. I think this may be the second, maybe third. So there's that going on. That storyline's in the background as well. So there's a lot going on in the Smash world. That's why it was important. I'm here. Andrew Baker, who's also with Energy, is here. Like, we really wanted to go all out on the coverage of this event just because we feel it's so significant to the Smash community, not just for now, but going into the future.
Definitely.
Well, hopefully Nairo comes out on top. I feel like I have personal stock in his career now after speaking with him yesterday and showing him a couple of moves yesterday as well.
Where's Nintendo on all of this?
Didn't they just stop
making the Wii U?
They did stop making the Wii U, yes.
Why? So what the hell are they doing? Do they understand the community that's out there? I mean, obviously, they don't understand the community.
No, they don't.
Why don't they understand the community?
I don't think they've embraced it just yet. Maybe they will with this next console, with the Switch and everything like that, because they're trying to hit that esports.
Splatoon and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think they missed the ball with the Wii U on part that it was a, failure, and they couldn't really.
Yeah, it wasn't a success.
It goes back and forth. Like, Nintendo, it's so strange. It's like a weird, tango with Nintendo, especially in the Melee days, they wanted nothing to do with it at all, and they were all basically trying to shut it down. I think even when Brawl happened, it was kind of weird at first. There was a bit of a struggle, are we going to support this or not? And then
the designer of Brawl even was like, I never made this for competitive play.
Right. Yeah.
Are you a moron? Do you not know what happens with this game out in the wild?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
It's really odd. And then so through that, and then they're like, there was this thing with Melee, took forever for Brawl to come out for there to be an update, but that was fine because the meta advanced and people started to understand, learned more tech, mm-hmm. things happened, and then Brawl came out and kind of people migrated over. It was very different. So even the Smash community was a little mixed on how they felt with it because it was much slower.
Yeah.
And then it was a while. Some of the things that they wanted fixed to make it more like Melee, they had to do themselves. So there were some developers that made up like a thing called Project M.
Project M, yeah.
Where
I remember that.
It was like a mod for Brawl to kind of make it more like Melee, and Nintendo really didn't like that and came in and put the hammer down.
They put a hammer down on a lot of things. What was the other one, the Pokemon indie game that came out?
Pokemon Uranium?
Yeah. Uranium, yes. And they smashed that down pretty quick,
they
too.
They also sued that dude for using some Pokemon in... he was using it to advertise a meetup at one of the PAX conventions, and they sued him for infringing copyright.
Wow.
And he wasn't making money off of that, mind you.
Right.
And then he would talk to him, and they never dropped it. So he's just bummed. Yeah. So, I mean, Nintendo's dumb.
Has there ever been a popular fighting game that you can think of where the developers didn't... we're just not going to support this as an esports type of deal. Like, we're not going to, you know, try to balance characters out for it. It just seems like Smash Brothers is the only one that has done that.
Yeah,
like any other fighting game, if it gets popular enough, then they'll
shift. They want to cash in on it because that's what they should do, right?
There's so many fighting games right now that are struggling and pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into their game to make it as successful as Smash's grassroots scene is. So thinking about other ones out there that aren't supporting it, it's kind of crazy. I don't think there are any. In fact, they're doing quite the opposite. They're throwing a bunch of money trying to be like Smash, and then Nintendo comes out with a commercial for Switch, and then they're like, let's feature Splatoon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, let's totally ignore the whole community that buys so many consoles.
The biggest that has to be the biggest Nintendo tournament game ever. I feel like that's a lot to say.
I can't think of another one.
What else?
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I can think of Mario Kart, maybe.
That would be the second, if anything.
Right.
But Nintendo.
No. Mario Tennis. Mario Tennis.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Mario Sorry. Tennis.
Right. No, it was probably Mario 3v3 basketball on the DS. But
we're
all
let's take it away.
We're all wrong.
But I think this will. I think the Switch will do it. Whenever the Smash Brothers that comes out on the Switch,
it has to.
They're going to have the Pro Controller behind it, first of all, which feels great.
Yep.
So you won't have to do the GameCube thing anymore.
You got hardware already figured out.
Hardware already figured out. You got your advertising already saying, hey, we want to be esports
teams practicing, stuff like that.
You have a community already drooling for something.
And see, that's the thing that like other new fighting games don't have,
right?
Is because like the grassroots made it so resilient.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's true of like Street Fighter and stuff like that too, where they've been running tournaments
for years. Yeah,
it's not new, it's not crazy out of control.
No. I mean, but even that, see, that's like with Street Fighter, at least it started in the arcade,
right?
Like Smash didn't have that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, that's what got me into Street Fighter. My dad, I was in San Jose with my dad one time. He took me to Qzar, and they had
Throw that one back.
Yeah.
Can I even Google that anymore?
No Googles on
How
that one.
Dead
Ask
is
Jeeves
Qzar?
For that one, you know? But, we went there, and I remember I had played it a little bit, and I saw a dude, like, move his finger super quick, and the screen turned to a silhouette. And I was like, whoa, like, who's that? Like, that's kind of like Noob Saibot, like the shadow dude. And it was Akuma, or Akuma, however you want to say it. And I was like, whoa. And ever since then, I was stuck on Street Fighter. And that's what got me into fighting games. Smash came later.
Right.
We'll talk about that later. But no, it's just like, at least it started in the arcade. Smash was literally, the tournament started in a garage.
It's
and we're
garage.
Still here.
Right.
For Nintendo, and I still love Nintendo. I bought a new 3DS today just so I can play more Smash because UPS lost my other ones. But,
wow.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. But
I got a case out against them.
I got to do that claim. But literally, like, when the Switch came out, I was like, okay, you got to talk about Smash. Like, you don't have to say it's coming out immediately, but this is literally what sells tons of consoles for all these tournaments that all these people put on, let alone the individuals that want to buy, you know, the console.
Right.
And they literally didn't even mention it when they did the little keynote for the Switch. And I was like, these people are crazy. I don't get it. It literally took, I think it was 2 weeks ago. And I didn't even hear about it. My buddy at work finally said, he asked me, are you going to get a Switch? I said, no, they didn't say anything about it. I at least want to port.
Port Smash 4.
You got to remember, we don't get a lot as a
you're
Smash
getting,
community.
You're already getting,
like,
I understand. I understand. But, like, you're getting a port, basically, of Mario Kart. I don't care what you guys saw. If they add, you sprinkle sugar on top of a cake, it's still a cake.
Yeah, no, sure. Well, also keep in mind, at least I say with Smash 4, they continuously put out updates to balance the game. People were getting nerfs and buffs. And literally, one of the ones I think came out like maybe 8 months ago, 9 months ago. So if you think of that, there's still a Melee scene. And how long ago did freaking Melee come out?
Right.
And they're still like, oh, we're kind of understanding the meta now. They're still learning new tech from other characters. So for us, this is like big, like that they even did all these updates.
That they're even updating.
Yeah. So for ask Nairo, be like, oh, do you want a new one? He'd probably say, yeah. But at the same time, he's like, we're kind of just balancing out this one. So if they could just port it, that would be dope. But if they gave us a new one, I'd be open for it.
I guess
it.
That's true.
Yeah. One of the things I was talking to him about too, or it's kind of a joke with Tokaigi because that's the big Japanese one where the actual the creator actually shows up to that event, it's kind of been a historic thing because every time he's there, the character that wins always gets a nasty nerf. Yep.
I mean, that's how it is in everything, right?
Has anyone bought him a nerf bat yet? So he can just they can hand it to him like, all right, we know where this is going.
Yeah. When Nairo won it. Like, I got so many tweets and ads and DMs about RIP Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah, but, that's
crazy. That hasn't happened yet. But, you know, that's just kind of like they are actually maintaining it now, which is it's a good sign.
I mean, that's something, right? Like, they understand the game is alive.
You got to realize Nintendo is slow. They were slow with their online development. You got to think about that. They're slow to catch up with, like, graphics.
They didn't believe in the internet.
Though. Yeah,
no. So they have a lot of fundamental wrong answers.
Yeah,
they don't believe in the internet.
Right.
They have friend codes for everything. Yeah. I mean, they've gotten better with that, but and they don't support the game that funds all of their like. There's so many just fundamentally like. Do you not know what happens outside your walls?
No, they don't.
But you know what? I think part of the reason for that, like, is not that I excuse it. Like, I want what everybody else in the Smash community and the game community who deals with Nintendo wants. But I think if you kind of peel behind the veil, look at where they start. They've been around longer than everybody. They started literally as a card game company.
Yep. It's true.
So, and then you think
still
about
are.
It still are. Yeah, I mean, shoot,
old thought process,
right? Yeah. So, I think that's kind of like their disadvantage is that they kind of don't want to let go of the handle to try to go ahead and swim to the deep end.
Sure,
they just want to stay dipping their toes and they're like, well, we've got so much trillions of dollars off of this and Pokemon's still selling. So it makes it tough for everything else, you know, on their consoles.
Well, here's the question. Do they give that type of love to Pokemon? Because I know Pokemon has
its own company now, though. It's the Pokemon company.
It spawned off and just...
It got spun
off. Okay. So maybe that's...
You remember when Pokemon Go came out? Nintendo's stock skyrocketed?
Yes.
And then after everyone realized, oh, Nintendo didn't actually make this, it plummeted again, like back down to where it should have been.
Right.
Wow.
Because people make that association of Pokemon and Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not always fair.
Right.
Which probably is better for Pokemon in the long run because they can kind of decouple from...
Right.
The ancient halls of Nintendo.
It
does feel like it's a whole bunch of just old guys that doesn't, you know, that don't want to come to the future.
Yeah,
basically. But I think I say there's going to be a brighter future for them when it comes to esports with this Switch
because
they've in chat room they've said Reggie already mentioned Smash is going to be on the Switch.
He finally did a few weeks ago.
Time though. You know.
Which is okay. Make it right. Don't make it
that's
fast.
True. I definitely agree with that.
Well, yes. For every game. Yes.
Yeah.
Mass Effect Andromeda. They are.
What are you talking about? That game is fantastic.
I haven't even installed it yet, but I do want to.
My coworker's been playing multiplayer, and he says that the multiplayer is really good.
Oh, thank you. That's
he's like, I actually don't even know if I'm going to play a single player.
Okay. I'm going to do it all.
You're going to do M all, though. All the people, you're going to bang them all.
Terrible. We've spent a good 45 minutes on
Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Brothers and the event that happened yesterday. There's things other than that going on in the
PB's
world,
though. I can see PB's face in your eyes.
Who?
PB. From is Mass Effect Andromeda.
No,
I see you looking at an article, and it's your stupid fucking face.
It came up. There's a lot that's going on. Like I said, I bought the game last week, Mass Effect Andromeda. It's still sitting on the desk, though. Like, I just haven't... I don't know. It's partial fear and partial, you know... because I don't want them to be right.
Say it ain't so.
Well, because, I mean, this is this year, first of all, there's a lot of things that's coming out. You're supposed to be hyped about.
Okay.
There was Iron Fist. Right.
Right.
Hey, I mean, it's Marvel, and they've been knocking them out the park, basically. At least inside home runs.
There's a decline. There's been a decline.
Well, that's because,
I mean, part of that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But
the
there
numbers.
Has been a decline. Yeah, like, there has been. You can't be like, this is going to be another Daredevil season one.
Mm-mm. No, I never felt that. Only because it's Iron Fist, and I don't care about Iron Fist. Like, all right, dude.
But you could be made to care if it's done correctly.
Right, because who cared about Doctor Strange?
Until... Oh, I cared about Doctor Strange. You know why? Because I saw it as Doctor Strange actually was another part of the comic book universe that didn't get represented, and now you're going to... Like, we suspended belief that a man can build a suit and fight crime.
Tony Stark built this in a cave.
Yeah, exactly, right? You suspended belief that there's these Guardians of the Galaxy out there, right? You know, they got the space, they got the tech,
right?
But the magic was lacking. Thor is supposed to kind of be it, but it's not. It's
no,
not.
That's different magic.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Right. So Norse when I was ready for Doctor Strange, I still haven't seen it yet, but I was ready for that to be introduced.
So were you ready for it, or will you be ready for it once you see it?
I will be ready for it when I see it.
I haven't seen it either.
So I'm like, now with that in there, now the viewer's like, okay, magic exists in this world.
Because it is extremely important in the Marvel universe as well. It's not, you can't get rid of magic in there.
Right? And then when Black Panther comes out, then you have your moviegoers like, okay, Black people exist in this world.
we've had War Machine.
We're good.
And Falcon.
Yeah.
I love War Machine. He's my favorite.
Yeah,
you didn't read Civil War 2, did you?
Civil War 2.
Shoot, I got a comic book podcast and I didn't even read Civil War
2. Whoa.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, that was on purpose, but we'll talk about
it. Oh, no, trust me, Civil War 2, we talked about it on the show before. That was a lackluster performance by Marvel or whoever wrote that.
Dribble War 2.
I couldn't deal with that.
Who wrote it? It wasn't the same people then, right?
I have no idea.
That'd be really interesting to see.
It felt way too forced, though.
Yeah.
Well, it probably was.
Way too forced. Yeah, like, we need to do something gimmicky, and here it is.
Absolutely.
But again, circling it back, Mass Effect was one of the things that, you know, you're supposed to get excited for. You know, game of the year, runner up.
Right.
You know, because Breath of the Wild looks like it might be the winner. I'm still not giving up.
I feel like there's almost no way it's going to lose game of the year.
You never know.
Overwatch
again.
Please don't ever do that again.
Could be Overwatch one more time.
No, that's unnecessary.
I'm just saying. They got a new update and could refresh the game again. So, you know. But yeah. And so after my enthusiasm for Iron Fist kind of dropped because I watched the first five episodes, I'm looking at Mass Effect on my table and I'm like, are you going to hurt me? Is this what this year is going to be? Okay. I see. So it's. I took off the shrink wrap yesterday.
Hey, small victories. Yeah,
small victories. Yeah. Here's some good news, though, for you, Corey.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
I already know, and I'm ready. My body is ready.
I
just want to hear you say it.
What?
I just want to hear you say it.
Now I don't even know.
And when you say it nice and slow.
I love you.
UK retailer may have leaked a release date for Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's not what I was going
for. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. There you go. A retailer in UK called Base, because they sell video games and drugs, potentially leaked the release date for Dead Redemption 2 before the official announcement. The product listing on the game's website says September 26th, 2017.
What year did I say the game was coming out?
I still stand by my it's coming out 2018.
If they printed posters for it and there's media that they're sending out to the retailers, it's
that's
a lock.
Not this is, true. That's first of all, not but, true
yeah,
at
that's,
all.
That's
where did you
true.
Work?
This is, yes, exactly.
Yeah, but this isn't Ubisoft.
It doesn't matter. You know, this is Rockstar Games. They make championship hats for both teams that play in the final, right?
Is that what ends up? The losers always end up at like Salvation Army,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Or they burn them real fast before they take out the winner's hat. Yeah, so they do these things. Yeah, I don't know. This game,
it's coming out.
I can see
end of year.
Game of the year.
I can see beginning of the year. Wow.
I can also see beginning
my bold
of next
prediction
year. Yeah.
Right now, because as awesome as Zelda is, it's gonna lose steam by the end of the year. Maybe. I mean, actually, I don't know.
What about their aggressive DLC schedule?
Their aggressive DLC schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, and come to think of it, like the way they're gonna trickle out consoles, it won't be until Christmas till everybody has their hands
anyway,
on it, anyways.
Right.
So it'll be brand new to people all throughout the year.
I guess
so.
That's true.
Maybe it could be Zelda, but if not, it's going to be a close runner-up. It's Red Dead. Definitely not Mass Effect.
Well, what's the release schedule horizon look like in the end of this year?
You got Days Gone, Sea of Thieves, Crackdown 3.
I know one
Destiny
of those games.
Destiny
2? I know two of those games.
Did you see that?
Is that a story on the list, Aaron?
That's definitely not a story
on
the list.
No, because no one plays that game.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys didn't see that, I thought this was where
you were
going.
Did you play that game? Corey.
Of course I did.
Are you playing that game?
Of course I used to.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Okay,
all
right, cool.
Are you talking about the leaked poster?
The leaked poster.
Okay, because I just Googled that, and I'm already sick of it.
I'm already mad at it.
Yeah. And as a... Okay, let's draw it back, because Curtis is new here, and he hasn't probably heard the whole story arc of Destiny. Have you played Destiny, Curtis?
No, I pretty much stick to, like, Nintendo.
You're a good man. So Destiny came out with high hopes and promises to its fans, saying that 10 years you would be playing this game. Hmm. For 10 years, we were going to support it. You are going to have the time of your life. Hmm. We have a rich, deep story because we made Halo. Oh, and
was that before or after they completely butchered the story in the 11th
hour? That was before.
It was before.
That was before. The 11th hour, yes.
The 11th hour, they completely fucked everything.
They had a thick document of story, and in the 11th hour, somebody dropped it in kerosene and caught it on fire.
No. It fell into, like, a shredder, and they had to, like, piece it all together.
They pieced
it together wrong.
Yeah. And then somewhere along the line, what's the little guy from Game of Thrones?
Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister walked away.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. Dinklage. He walked away from the project, and...
Then they redid his voice, right?
No, I don't think they tried
did
to
they?
Imitate. They just got
they
somebody
did.
New. I thought they just got somebody new.
Not to imitate him. They completely changed the voice.
Yeah, they just completely.
Yeah, they changed.
Oh, so he's just gone altogether
now.
Did
they re-record all the old lines is my question.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I believe they did.
I thought they did. I thought they re-recorded it and just took him out because he didn't deliver.
So clearly Bungie's name is Brutus and everybody is Caesar.
A2 Brutus.
Because they stabbed everybody in the back when this game came out. And now... With the release of Destiny 2, which is apparently, according to this leak...
How many years has this game been out, by the way?
Corey?
Destiny 1?
Corey, you want to take that?
When did it come out?
Let's find out.
I don't know. Long enough.
What do you mean long enough?
Like 10 years, though?
Like 10 years long enough? No.
I mean, look at the list of games who survived
2014.
10 years.
Oh, okay,
every game
three.
That comes out thinks they're going to be the next 10
less
year
than
game.
Half.
Wait a minute.
Destiny made a bold prediction. It wasn't. List the games that have lasted 10 years.
That's not a prediction, though. That's something. Melee.
See?
Smash Brothers Melee.
The most unsupported game by the developer.
Here we go. Yeah, but look at. Keep going. What else? 10 year games.
10 year games.
CS?
Ocarina
of Time. Can we count that one?
Yeah, CS.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
League of Legends. Dota. Are we going with?
Fucking Dota.
So
Dota was a
games
map
noticed,
in a
game. Every game we named here are titans. They're major, huge titles.
Okay.
Destiny shot for the sky and they missed. And
but look
okay.
at their fathers.
We all fail.
Look at their parents.
Times you fall,
and they
Aaron,
they
how many times
they're
you
still
get
releasing
back up.
Halo games too, aren't they?
I believe they are.
So they walked away from a very successful franchise.
Yes.
To make a new thing, fucked it up directly before launch, then launched it. And now they're releasing the sequel 3 years later.
So
you know who did make a 10-year promise? Sony. They said the PlayStation 3 was going to be a 10-year system.
Right.
It was. And they're just now stopping production of PS3 systems.
There it is.
That's a real promise. Sony, you can bet on that.
That sounds like he was talking directly to the Bungie.
I know, I was going to say.
That sounds like a real promise.
Who's putting money in Bag's pockets over there?
He said he got a promotion.
I got a promotion.
So, Curtis, to catch you up on it, they said it was going to be a 10-year project type of thing. You're supposed to play this game for 10 years.
Okay.
Less than 10 years. Less than 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes, less than 5 years. They're already going to release part 2 of this. And this is, I haven't even touched the debacle of the actual game. The game comes out less than what it, you know, was expected to be.
Right.
With features, with DLC. Mm-hmm. Like, the game was just, I don't know. The game felt like an early stage MMO, definitely.
It's like the same thing that happened with, like, Diablo 3. Is like your major design decisions turned out wrong. So let's fix that in our first DLC, our major patches. Let's kind of redo that so we get 2.0, version 2.0 out there.
Right.
Still the same game, but it's, you know, fixed.
Yeah.
So if you were to play the game in its, you know, as it is now, you would probably be like, this is a, you know, it's a good game. What's everybody talking about? Right. But you weren't the early.
Right. Early adopter.
Yeah, early adopter. Right. So it's like these guys had to go through that grind beforehand. Right. And it just felt like, and then there was an article we talked about on the show one time where it was like the DLC that you pay for now will pay for the free DLC in the future. So I'm like, I'm paying for the free stuff that people are going to get later. Is that what I'm hearing? That's,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get it too.
Yeah. But what if I decide to stop playing?
Right.
Or what if you started to play later on and you didn't pay for that other stuff?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's just
that's just how it goes.
That's shady
different
stuff.
No, that's the difference between early adopter and people later. That you can't really fix if you plan to release free content at all. If you have a choice to release free content, if you're an early adopter, you're not going to have that content.
Why
period.
Not from the beginning though? Because like I even feel betrayed by those pay per month MMOs that go free to play. Like loyalists,
you actually get a lot of rewards for a lot of them.
From the small games that I've seen, it's like not that much of a difference. It's like, okay, this person, yeah, you paid $15 a month for a little bit, but it doesn't make you different from me. Like
Aaron,
what, you got a scarf?
Aaron, do you mind? I mean, I'm not going to defend the Bungie and Destiny's past transgressions.
You already are.
But what I can do is remind you of the value of second chances.
Oh, my God.
And I want to take this back to the Bible, Aaron.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you remember a little woman named Rahab?
No.
From the Bible?
I don't
know who that is.
I'm back to Sunday school real quick.
All right. I'll preach it to you. She was a prostitute, Aaron.
That's good.
Even 3,000 years ago, that was not considered an honorable profession.
Did she make good money?
And it made matters.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
She made great money.
She did
was
it right
a genital,
next to the temple.
A genital. Wait,
excuse me?
Who lived in the city. She was a genital who lived in the city of Jericho.
Gentile.
Okay.
And the land of Canaan. And at the time when the nation
like
of Israel was about to conquer the land, this genital woman of ill reputation
good Lord.
Had heard about the God of Israel
good Lord.
And his greatness. So when spies of Israel showed up to her house.
Do you have the Bible right in front of you in the hotel? Is that what you're doing?
He is in a hotel.
Yeah, they always keep him in a drawer next to the bed.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But to hammer it all home.
Yes, please do. Yeah, it's not a second chance though. No, I can't give it a second chance.
Yes, you could.
No,
I
can't.
You actually could
because I never gave it a first one. So, thank you for listening, everybody. This has been the Video Game Bang. And I'm glad you joined us today, everybody. We're going to be here, of course, Saturday again. And we're going to do an indie game. Are we going to do that? Yeah, we'll hash that out or something. You know, because we play off the fly. We work off the fly. We don't always know this. Curtis, go ahead and tell the people where you can find all your beautiful, beautiful work.
Absolutely. Definitely check out thecapelesscrusaders.com. It's got links to the social media as well as the YouTube channel for the show. I myself, you can find me at Calm Down Warning and at Existential Romeo on Instagram And yeah, come out to Empire's Comics sometimes. We do a live show once a month. We got to get you guys down there too. Get you guys on the podcast again.
Oh man, yeah.
Good times. Yeah, man.
Were we live the last time?
Not on video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta get to the live show. Corey, go ahead and plug your stuff.
You can find me on Twitter at What's Up Pizzas. As you can see, and this is a story we didn't even cover, you can now change your Twitch handle. So I just did that. Oh, my new Twitch is What's Up Pizzas. So
wow.
You can give me a like and a share and all that stuff. And of course, Energy Esports on Twitter at EnergyGG. And I'll be out here at Civil War all weekend, tweeting it up, Snapchatting it up, doing all the tweets, hanging out with Nairo, and having a lot of fun.
Go show him some magic tricks while you guys are down there, everybody. He loves that stuff.
Yeah, no, please don't do that. But remember, Destiny 2, when you think of Destiny 2, I want you all to think about Rahab.
Yeah, let's not do that.
That sounds like rehab.
Yeah,
definitely. Which might be what Destiny is going through right
Hopefully.
Now.
I want you to think about Rahab and the genitals.
No, let's not think
about that. That was actually the name of my punk band in high school.
Rahab's genitals.
Rahab's genitals.
Said we might suck the first time, but give us a second chance. Don't forget to go to iTunes. Of course, we're over there, everybody. Give us that 5-star rating because I believe we deserve it. I know you think we deserve it. For Alex, Curtis, and Corey, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you just been banged, right?
You just been banged.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just been banged.
AMS Squad.